You know, one of the beautiful things that has come out of the coronavirus pandemic that we are living through is to see how many people want to reach out to others. I've gotten so many calls from people. It's like, Father, do you know somebody that needs help? How can I help? How can I do that? And I've heard from so many people who are delivering food to some of the kids in our community who are out of school now. And in so many ways, it just seems that when everything kind of falls apart and all those things that we thought were important don't seem that important, that almost without knowing it, we want to be there for others. We want to do for others. That's a beautiful, beautiful trait. It reminds me of what Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, and that was that unless life is lived for others, it just doesn't have a whole lot of meaning. That attitude stands almost in stark contrast to what we are taught every day in the world that we live in, especially here in our country, where it's an effort to achieve status, and it's an effort to accumulate things. And now, you know, how many times have you heard people say, you know, all these things that I got, they don't really matter. They don't really matter. So, you know, there are all kinds of ways that we can respond. And when we're doing that, we're really taking to heart, you know, Jesus, who was a servant. I mean, that's he defied description in a lot of ways. He said, you know, what's important is learning how to serve others. You know, he used to get mad at the apostles because they were all worried about places of honor and marks of distinction. He said, you're missing the point. It's like, unless you can be the one who serves the others, you know, you haven't quite got what I'm talking about. And so it's really good to see that, in a sense, when push comes to shove, we see this great desire to reach out and do for others. But I would like to suggest here another way that we can reach out to serve others. And it may seem like we're not really serving anybody, but you know, this time has caused you know, a great deal of anxiety and uncertainty. And I think one of the things that happens is for every one of us in our life, we are not just experiencing the anxiety and the uncertainty that is part of this immediate experience right in front of us. And there's certainly a lot to that feeling there. But on a much deeper level, what is also happening is that we are feeling the anxiety and the uncertainty from all the other times in our life when we have felt like we are not in control, when we felt like we're wandering and we don't know where we're at and we don't know what's going to happen. And so we have all of this accumulated feelings here, and you think, how do we How do we let some of that go? How do we help a community move beyond that? And the way to do that, I believe, is to have the courage to feel what is in front of us. To feel the feelings, especially to feel the feelings of fear and panic and anxiety. I mean, we all got them. I mean, it's like we wake up and all of a sudden we start sneezing and we say, "Oh my God, did I get the virus someplace?" You know, or you know, you say, "Do I have a little bit of a sore throat? I don't know. Do I not?" And all the panic sets in, and then something else will happen, and you know, all of a sudden a bill will come in the mail, and we'll say, "Oh my God, how are we gonna handle this? What's gonna happen?" You know, and all of those feelings come up, and what's really challenging is to feel the feelings, because that's the way through. Because when we feel the feelings, when we name what we are feeling, when we can identify it, it takes away some of its power. Now, we can do that, you know, for ourselves. But, you know, one of the great gifts I think that we can give to the community is to feel, in a sense, the panic and the anxiety that is so prevalent out there and among so many people, you know, to take that in. Now we've got to be real careful, because it's not like we want to take it in and then just get overwhelmed by it ourselves, but to take it in and to name it and then to let it go. When we can do that, you know, we are lessening the anxiety level in the whole community. Now, as I said, you know, we may not think about that as, you know, doing something for other people, because we are more inclined to say, "Well, I'll come over and I'll mow your lawn," or "I'll bring you a meal," or "Can I get your groceries?" or any number of things that we're actually doing something. And feeling feelings doesn't feel like we're doing stuff. And so we're such a culture of doing that oftentimes we can look at this and say, "Oh, that's silly. That just doesn't make any sense at all." But believe me, if we have the courage to feel the feelings, and probably if you think, you'd say, "Well, I could mow the grass and that would physically wear me out." Trying to hold and honor the pain and the fear and the panic that we hear around us and in so many people in the world, trying to hold that and to honor that is probably the hardest thing that we will do, because it's real scary, because all of a sudden it's like, you know, we can start feeling that and feel overwhelmed. But we stop from, you know, we don't want to drink it all in and then just and just let it keep piling up in us. We feel it and say, "Yes, there it is. There it is again. There it is again." We name it and we let it go. We name it and we let it go. That gift of being able to do that is a profound gift, not only that we give to ourselves, but it's a profound gift that we can give to our community and by extension to the whole world. And I would not dismiss this lightly. I So I would invite you to pray for the courage to stand with people in all that they are experiencing, to help, to honor that, and then to help let it all go. So now as we come together today, we want to make our prayers known to our God. Today we pray again and again for the courage to be a compassionate and forgiving presence in our world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We want to pray for all of those who really are on the front lines of trying to deal with this pandemic, especially those who are working in the hospitals, medical personnel. We think especially of those who are doing things like continuing to pick up the garbage or continuing to keep things running. All of those people, the nameless people who are serving all of us in many ways are putting their lives at risk to do that. In thanksgiving for that gift, and pray that the Lord might surround them with his healing power. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We want to pray for all of those who have been affected, those who have come down with the coronavirus, all of those who are sick, all of those who are alone and scared in their sickness, that they may feel the power of our presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And as we gather in our community here, we pray for all of those. I want to pray for all of the families, especially all of our kids who are home and parents who are trying to continue to help them to learn. I want to pray, first of all, that they can stay safe and they don't kill each other and they continue to like each other even in the midst of all of this. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And in our community too, we want to remember those who are sick, and we especially want to pray for those who have died. We want to remember Loretta Whelan, who died last Friday. I want to pray for her daughters, Linda and Lori, and her son, Larry, as they celebrate her life. And we also want to pray for Jeff Schneider, who died this past Monday. We knew that death was coming, but we still grieve the loss. So we want to pray for Judith and Catherine and Mariah and Natalie and Zach and Isaac and Jeff's brothers and sisters and his extended family in this special time. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, we place our needs confidently in your hands, knowing that you know all that we need even before we ask it. And so we entrust ourselves, our lives, and those that we love into your hands. And we make this our prayer.